New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listener, in today's episode, we're going to cover the inner workings of a troubled mind. This episode is a prelude to an episode that will be full to the brim with source audio that includes 911 calls, body cam footage, and interrogation audio. And though I will be using some source audio here today, most of the content you hear today will be quoted directly from our killer. Much of what I read will be directly from posts he made to the internet before committing a horrific crime. For this episode, I'm going to leave out the killer's name. That won't matter until part two, though I will sprinkle in some source audio throughout just for some flavor. For now, we focus on the turbulent mind of someone on the downward spiral to evil. Now, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
When did you start thinking about killing people?
6 months ago.
So, how old are you?
I turned 19 last month.
So when thinking
January,
back...
January, 2 months ago.
Okay. Thinking back, it sounds like you killed a cat.
Well, actually, I was thinking of killing people during the cat, but I wasn't acting on it. But I started seriously thinking about killing people a year ago.
How about when you were 12, did you think about killing
people?
So what in your life has changed or what in your mind has changed to make you
know?
Was it like something all of a sudden one day you woke up and thought, I'll kill someone, or was it a gradual?
It was gradual, I think.
So tell me about when those thoughts first started happening.
The following is from deleted posts made to the internet from our subject. These posts include a description of animal abuse. There's no audio or anything like that of the animal abuse. I just want to give you a heads up. 12/3/18. It's Monday, and I'm in school. School is tiring. The day is long and full of work. I have an F in creative writing due to many missing RGEs and a D- in AP US history due to me never taking notes. I don't know why I don't take them. Maybe it's because I lack the motivation, or maybe it's because I'm just too damn lazy. Probably the latter. But I'm not lazy enough to write this post. I saw my therapist BP today. It was a normal meeting for the most part. We talked about how I exhibit control freak tendencies, that I manipulate others' feelings to see what makes them tick. Honestly, I feel less emotion than others. I don't even know what regular emotion feels like. I'm like a scientist, and everyone else is my test subject. I test painful stimuli to elicit a reaction. I enjoy those reactions, the ones of pain and sorrow. I love the horrified expressions when people watch someone they love die. The utter shock and devastation on their face is priceless. And then you tease them about it, calling them weak for crying, saying they were crying over worthless garbage. 12/6/18. Last night was interesting. I couldn't stop feeling like something bad, something unstoppable would happen. Like a gruesome injury occurring, a car crash in front of my house, or a family member dying. I was like that for a good portion of last night for a few hours. I called it dread, but one or two people online called it paranoia. I have paranoid thoughts regarding my friends. Whenever they invite me over, I get slightly worried that they will physically attack me or try to kill me. That's why I always bring a knife around them. Sometimes I think they'll ditch me. I know for sure they don't care about me. They only keep me around because I have a history with them. That the friend group wouldn't be the same without me. After all, I bring life to it. It's not much at all without me. They would probably have me dead if it was their way. And with my family, I sometimes fear they will physically abuse me, despite what they say. I also worry they will maliciously embarrass me on occasion. School has been making me more tired over time. All those missing assignments are draining. Not to mention how my mother is when she sees them. She screams at me, sometimes calling me a failure, other times asking me, "What's wrong with you?" When she does, I feel depressed for a while. During those times, my mind goes to suicide. I could take out the Remington in the garage and blow my brains out. Or I could use the .357 upstairs and use that. Or overdose on the 24 heavy-duty NyQuil pills I've hidden. I have many options. 12/10/2018. Last night I burned some things in my room. A notebook, a sock, a few trading cards, and even part of the house. After 20 minutes of that, I became manic, shifting around in my bed, restless, hyper. Thoughts raced through my head, obsessing over how I could make Molotov cocktails and set a forest fire, or even burn down a house. I couldn't stop thinking about how I could do these actions, and then became paranoid that the ashes of things I burned would set on fire again, and that I would burn alive in my room. So I repeatedly doused the burn items with water over and over. After that, I felt that I was being watched through the bedroom windows, so I closed them, locked them, and shut the blinds. 12/18/2018. On the 12th, I was bored in school, so I made a mace out of tape and a pencil. I then became manic and hit a kid named TM with it. When I hit him on the back of the head, he fell to the ground crying. It was entertaining, so I decided to mock him. It was very funny, all the jokes my friend GC and I made. Eventually, the mace I named Wife Beater was confiscated. The next day, I was called into the office. There, I was held for hours and interviewed by staff members, along with my mom and Officer BB. I gave them honest answers, and both my mother and BB said something was wrong with me, that I expressed no remorse for the assault. My mom eventually drove me home while shouting and screaming at me. I remember that she said, "I would make you walk home, but you would fucking jump off that bridge, so I can't do that. And do you want to go to prison? Because you'll be butt-fucked there, and you might like that." She made me consider suicide again, and I was considering actually doing it, but over time I felt better. When we arrived home, I was told to clean the bathroom, so I did. Afterwards, I was no longer allowed to watch what I wanted. I was only allowed to watch Christian media. The cleaning and washing continued for a day or two before she lightened up, and I was able to watch live-action TV, as long as it had good morals. My mom compares me to a small child, saying I should be back in preschool for my actions. When my father arrived home, I felt relieved, now that he would have a say in things, because my father is generally more forgiving than my mother. However, he agreed to most of her punishments. I had to write a letter of apology to the kid I hit. I do not care about him, so why should I put effort in it? I copied and pasted an apology letter I found online and made some edits to it. I have no intention of wasting my time on something unnecessary. It worked, thankfully, and so far no one knows it was fabricated. Yesterday, my family and I went Christmas shopping. I bought mostly clothes due to not having much time. However, a large majority of my choices were refused by my parents. My mother refused to let me buy a coffee mug that had a pistol handle and a trigger as its handle. A shirt had, "Alexa, give me a blowjob" on the front, and she immediately refused that one. They also refused any camouflage attire I chose. I now feel depressed. I don't know why. Oh well, it doesn't matter. 1/9/2019. My birthday is tomorrow. I'll be turning 17. I have to go to a diversion meeting later. It's to determine whether or not I'll be charged with hitting TM. My parents say that the fear of my friends is delusional and a problem. Thing is, they could hurt me. They don't, but they always could, and I need to be careful. I've had a new fantasy, climbing to the top of a military or governmental organization, and making sure I have supreme executive, judicial, and legislative authority. If I took control of the military, I would commit many war crimes for fun. Torture, attacking the Red Cross, targeting civilians. Maybe I would even do war crimes as a lowly foot soldier before rising to the top. 1/17/2019. I was accepted for diversion. I think it's because they pitied me, but I'm not sure. I gave a girl a panic attack on the 15th. I've known her. Her name is EH. In short, she is weak, emotionally and physically, and mentally. Any criticism, and she gets defensive, very sensitive. She is timid beyond belief and gets panic attacks, so I figured it would be funny to give her one. I kept clapping loudly right next to her. She screamed and fell to the ground crying. Suffice to say, it was funny, but my friends say it was fucked up that I did that. It doesn't matter, I had my fun. And besides, she usually gets over them in 5 minutes. But no, she apparently had to go home for the rest of the day because of it. She did that despite me, that bitch. I'm dating this trans named IE. It's going really well. She is absolutely devoted to me and madly in love. I love it. I do love her, but a lot of it I'm exaggerating to get back an equal amount. It feels great to have so much romantic and sexual attention towards me, like I'm satisfied. My friends are against me. PR said he would testify against me in court, if it came to that. And KL was saying I would get us all in trouble. They are waiting for me to fuck up, and then they will turn against me. I'm kind of angry now. I should get injured to see if they show up for me. But they wouldn't.
I have to ask, and I think you answered it, but I'm not 100% sure. You said you've thought about doing this for the last 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it before?
No.
Okay. You got to ask, right?
Yeah.
How about animals? Have you practiced on anything?
Yes.
It's pretty big stuff.
Tell me about that.
Personal. It was 2018 Halloween. A stray black cat had been coming around our house. This was before I moved into my mom's. This was at my dad's. And I was thinking about killing him. I then hid the body in a shoebox, and then I disposed in the trash and got away with it.
Okay.
And that cat.
Did you keep him for a while like you did this guy, or?
I kept it for 3 days. Then it started to stink.
Is that where you got the 3 days and it stinks?
Well, also because body's bacteria starts to float the body after a day to 3 days, so.
1/27/2019. Confession time. On October the 23rd, 2018, I killed a feral cat and mutilated it. As cats possess natural weapons, I used a pillow to stop it from retaliating. I then tried snapping its neck with my bare hands and strangling it several times. After that failed to work, I used a nearby screwdriver to separate its neck and vertebrae and damage its spinal cord. It worked. I dumped the cat from the pillowcase. It couldn't use its legs now. Paralyzed, all it could do was hiss at me. Taking it downstairs to my room, I then assaulted the head and neck, trying to damage it further, beating it with weights, hitting it against the ground. It eventually died, and I was so excited. Excited in a good way. Thrilled. High on homicide, you would say. I hid the carcass in a shoebox and put it deep under my bed. My bed smells of urine, but that's from the bedwetting. Oftentimes, over the next few hours, I would feel its warmth and play with the limp body. Later that night, I used my knives to decapitate the head and put it in a smaller, separate box. I didn't know why, but it was satisfying to do that. Something was so important and connected, now unconnected from its being. Something meant to be in one place, but it is wrongfully put in another. I kept it for a few days in my room, but it started to smell. But knowing that I was hiding something awful, while my parents and brother were none the wiser, was satisfying. I had power over them like that. Because it started to stink, I carried it out to the trash and dumped it in. It was then taken by the garbage truck, and the problem was solved. 1:30, 2019. On the 28th, I was manic for 45 minutes. It started in math class. I was stressed out about all the assignments, and then stress snowballed into mania. I felt paranoid, like everyone was watching and judging me. Judging me poorly. I was panicked, sweating, nervous. I became angrier at them. How dare they judge me? They know I'm nothing, if not smarter than them all. I felt like they deserved a punishment for doing so. Bodily harm, even death. But I wasn't going to act on that, because trouble would obviously ensue. Once in the halls, I felt an overwhelming urge to run, sprint, like something awful was chasing me. I felt people are watching me recently. I went to my counselor. Looking at my personal history, he said that I just didn't give a shit anymore, whatever that means. He also said I was digging myself deeper and deeper, that I am self-sabotaging, ruining things for myself. Not only that, he said that KL calling me a narcissist wasn't far off. My parents also said it applied to me. He also described me as something I can't remember what it was, but it got me angry that he was lowering me to that. A single word. My mother has been unstable recently, crying and shouting near constantly. She has kept on saying how tired she is of reminding me about my homework and behavior. If she is, I wish that bitch would just leave. Everyone else would want it. My dad is depressed because of her, not me. She was berating me, and that made me angry. She also threatened to kick my ass to discipline me. Then the bitch should go for it. She then demonstrated that she could do it easily, and that I would be begging for her to stop. Thing is, she's wrong. I would easily destroy her. I'm more fit than her. I'm stronger than her. Leaner and younger than her. I wouldn't hesitate to choke her and play dirty. I would enjoy seeing her beg for me to stop. And she would have to, because that's what she's going to get for being like that. I feel like people are staring at me and judging me. My friends, family, and others view me as worthless, when in fact I'm smarter and destined for fame and power. They're weak and are going to be forgotten. They want to ruin me and bring me down to their lowly level.
Last year, my parents found a kit I had been assembling. It had hammers, shovels, knives, large zip ties, duct tape. Saw. That was meant for hurting people. They found it though, and I convinced them it was via other methods, for other things. And it was an ultimatum where if I didn't throw it away, all that, they would call the police, and then I would have been arrested on charges of conspiracy. Okay. That was last year, before Halloween.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Listener, when we're trying to make progress, life's curveballs often feel like taking one step forward and two steps back. A Chime checking account makes financial progress easier with features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. You know, listener, we've all been through hard times. I know I have. In fact, there was a time in my life where my account was sitting at zero, and I was waiting on my next paycheck. Next thing you know, a charge went through. landing me absurd overdraft fees and digging my hole even deeper. Chime helps make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees, and over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open up your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A., or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements, and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in spot me and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs.
So what made you put that kit together?
That was for nights like that.
Okay. So back then you were thinking about doing that?
Yes.
2/4/2019. A couple days ago, I told my girlfriend, IE, about what I want her to be. After all, she was practically begging for me to tell her how to be more attractive. I love it when they're clingy and needy for me, but I think it went wrong, because she never exactly asked, and since then, she's been more distant. She is judging me, like the rest, no doubt. I fear she may be against me, but only time will tell. I think now I'll have her be more clingy and needy. I need to keep her. No matter what, she is mine and mine only. 2/8/2019. I had a meeting today in school about my behavior and grades. They talked about my psychology in the meeting, and they concluded that I was grandiose and that I had black and white thinking. I've been swapping in between manic and depressed tonight. Right now, I'm feeling quite sad. 2/10/2019. I've been working on an axe during community service, removing the rust, sharpening it, etc. I want it, so I've been trying to figure out ways of stealing it. I have a few ideas about how. Then again, I could always just buy one myself. I now feel angry. For no real reason, I want to fuck shit up. I feel like I should take the Remington out of the garage. Why not? Everyone is against me and wants me dead. I can feel it. The feeling is everywhere. They're staring at me, thinking of ways to kill me. I can feel it. It's weighing down on my shoulders. I need to kill them before they kill me.
I'm really curious when you talked about the hammer and the shovels and the knives and like the zip ties. I mean, what was kind of your plan then? That's a little bit different than you did this time.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the plan back then?
The plan was to go find, because there's no prostitutes in Grand Junction, I don't think. Have you ever had any sex crimes?
Yeah.
There's not prostitutes, like five of them standing alongside the room, but there's prostitutes in Grand Junction.
Yeah, the plan was to go with one of them and have them come with me. And then the plan was to subdue them and tie them up and then torture her. That would have been sexual in nature. This was just to see what it felt like. But that would have been sexual.
So you thought about the sexual killing, but this one was just to see what killing comes.
Yeah.
2/12/2019. I got suspended from school yesterday for shouting in class, along with talking about suicide. When I got home, my mom belittled me for a while, saying I should enroll in special needs class. Later on, she said she was tired of looking at me and told me to go to bed. I had to work on the roof with my father today. It was tiring, grueling. I felt that in nearby houses, people were watching us. Sometimes I feel that the walls, floor, and furniture have eyes, and that they're watching me in the dark when I'm not looking. Like right now, that's what I feel. 2/13/2019. A lot happened yesterday. I'm gonna stop seeing my therapist, BP. The decision was made after 20 minutes of conversation between my mom, BP, and least of all, me. They said that I wasn't trying to change at all, that I was wasting everyone's time. So now I'm gonna see LK, a specialist. My mom attended a conference for children like me, and she came home not angry, but hopeful. I could tell she had been crying, and she admitted that she had been. I'm gonna get evaluated and see if I have any disorders diagnosable. 3-1-2019. On the 20th, I went to this group thing for people with Asperger's. Half the people there, I could immediately tell were autistic. Some of them came with old mother-like figures. One of them wouldn't shut up about his edgy, violent revenge fanfics. That was annoying. Funny thing was, he admitted that he was squeamish. Won't watch videos of people dying. If he can't handle real-life gore, yet writes about it in his works, that's sad. Another sure looked disabled, with his pig nose and keeping his mouth open all the time. Disgusting. I was out of school for a few days this week due to influenza, so that was all right. I found out that, after I talked about suicide in class a few weeks ago, my parents have since hidden the guns in places I'm not able to find them. Last night, I was scared. Scared of the idea that someone or something in my room was silently waiting and creeping towards to kill me, or something worse. So for about 30 minutes, I laid still in bed, listening and watching carefully, waiting for any noises or moving sights. I'm stressed about all the work I have. I have several Fs in my classes, and too many assignments to do in only a week. I'm going to fail 11th grade, without a doubt. 3-11-2019. The school quarter ended Friday, and I finished this quarter with 2 Cs, a D, and 5 Fs. It's my own fault, and I was too lazy with my head up in the clouds, too distracted by Reddit and Discord. I guess it can't be helped when IE is on there. My parents talked with me today about my grades, and they said that I might graduate later than my class. If that turns out to be the case, I'm gonna kill myself. I'd be known as a failure, and I'd rather be looked at with sorrow and tragedy than be known as a failure. 2 nights ago, I was watching videos late at night, 12 or 1 a.m., when I saw light shining into my window. It wasn't bright, more like a flashlight. It couldn't have been headlights, as my window isn't facing any road, and there are items in the way of it. So therefore, it only could have been a person. If that's true, then they were scoping out my house, looking for me. After it passed, I laid and watched my room and the outside, making sure there was nothing moving or changing. I did this for hours. I was looking at transcripts of the basement tapes of the Columbine shooters to kill some time. And then I realized something. Me and a friend, our conversations are similar to the ones in the basement tapes. Similar to topics of war, violence, why we hate certain people, what we would do.
Well, like maybe somebody else is in school now or help catch somebody else. Well, I mean, I don't know what's in your brain, and I never will unless you tell me what's in your brain.
I was suicidal, I want to say, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And let's see. I had expressed thoughts of killing myself to my therapist, Brett. And he said if I ever felt like that, that they would go into crisis mode. And I did feel like that eventually. So I was taken to Mind Springs and offered, a stay for like 8 days.
Okay.
Or I could go back home, and I chose the back home option.
Okay. And evidently you didn't kill yourself.
Yeah, what?
How about anything else about killing people or your planning or, I mean, how long, it sounds like for quite a while you've been driving around thinking about it. And how often do you drive around?
Once in 2 months.
Okay.
I was caught doing it before, and so they didn't let me go anywhere, really.
Okay.
My parents.
Okay.
My parents caught me. They didn't really want me going anywhere.
Okay.
So I didn't do that for a while. Then about 2 months ago, maybe 3, I started doing it again.
When did they catch up?
With the kit.
Oh, okay.
They didn't.
So you were driving around with the kid?
No, actually, I was walking around with the kid.
Okay.
Well, actually, I was driving, but I had the kid, went out, searched a couple of places, trying to walking around with the backpack and the kid. The backpack had the most stuff in it.
Okay.
And the kid, just trying to look for someone. They caught me when I went back inside.
My parents caught me. They didn't check the kit, the backpack. They were like, what are you doing out? And I'm like, I'm getting a breath of fresh air. And they're like, okay. But it was a few days later when they found out what was in the kit.
Okay.
So I'm almost confrontational about it. And yeah, I stopped doing it for a while there because of the risk.
And then 3 months ago, you started driving around again?
Yeah.
What? A new kit.
Last week at school, my friends said that they would be happy if I died. I felt the same way. I can't help but hate them. But when I replied that during the lockdown last year, if KL had gotten shot and died, I wouldn't have cared. The rest of the group said that was too far and said that that was the reason no one liked me. My mom made me get a haircut a few days ago. She said that I reference and compare myself to Jeffrey Dahmer way too much and that I obsess over dark and evil shit. That hasn't been the first time she has said that. 3/12/2019. Last night, I saw flashes of light out of the corners of my eyes. They were there for a split second. I saw a small black dot moving across my room, slow but constantly moving. I heard noises, animalistic ones, moving up and down the stairs in my house, with no indication of footsteps or bodily noises. That night, every dark corner felt like something evil was hiding in it, trying to kill me, or worse. Everything seems like a threat, and I felt like I was going to die. My adrenaline kicked in that night, and I couldn't sleep for a while. I felt very tired for the first few hours of my day, but now I'm much more alert and awake. 3/16/2019. In these last few days, a lot has happened. On the 14th, I traded fruit snacks for a pair of foam nunchucks with another kid. In the fourth period, they fell out of my sleeve when I raised my hand to answer a question. The teacher saw me trying to hide them, and she asked what they were. I paused for a moment and then laughed loudly before answering her question. I'm not sure why I laughed. She confiscated them, and the rest of the day went smoothly until the eighth hour. I was pulled into the office by a vice principal. She asked me a bunch of questions, and at the end of the meeting, told me I would be suspended for 3 days. Fine by me, more time out of school. The problem was, I knew my parents, and I knew they would kill me for this. So I rode the bus home, dreading when I would meet my parents. When I got home, I was surprised to find out that I wasn't in trouble. My mom asked what the nunchucks were made of. I told the truth. She decided I wasn't in trouble. Turns out I'm being charged with prohibited use of a weapon. They're also going to bring back the assault charges. My parents are going to fight the charges, get an attorney, but due to the content written in my journals that the school stole from me, they deemed I was a threat. So now the police ordered my mom to shut down her daycare. The testing and evaluation starting date is April 23rd, and it's going to be 10 hours in total. Going to be a neuropsychological test. 3/20/2019. My parents confiscated my airsoft gun and my BB gun a few days ago. We also got 3 ducklings recently. They're cute. I like them. Licensing came to my mom's daycare a few days ago. They determined that my mom won't be shut down, but she has to make a safety plan in case I threaten her or the kids. And that's it for part one. It's going to be the shortest of the parts that I will release, and the episodes are going to come out to either 2 parts or 3. I'm not fully sure yet. There's a ton of source audio between 911 calls, body cams, and even interrogation and court audio. So buckle up. This episode was a foundational one, and I intentionally didn't use the killer's name. That's to kind of keep you from, you know, hopping onto Google and finding out all the details. It will be more interesting if you hold on tight. And I ask that anyone that listens to this episode, please don't spoil it for the rest of everyone else. Now, I hope the parts with the cat wasn't too much, and I did give a warning ahead of time. I know how people feel about the animal stuff, and I'm trying to be more cognizant of that. But I think that about wraps things up. I thank you for listening. and keep the fire burning.
Justin, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details. This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.